Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg 30, Pretoria 31, Polokwane 32.
Earlier crash we had in Jermiston still causing some queuing traffic. That is N3 southbound, the crash at the Rand Airport interchange. But a new one just in Edenvale side. N3 northbound, a crash at Linksfield Road.
Ekurhuleni Metro Police Department Chief Isaac Mapiyeye has been suspended following sexual misconduct allegations. This after a female staff member allegedly reported being sexually harassed. Recently, Mapiyeye has been making headlines after an alleged case of assault on a pregnant woman and of drunk driving. EMPD spokesperson Isweli Dlamini says an independent investigator was appointed to probe the allegations.
As per a council resolution taken 2 weeks ago, the city manager has been authorized to get the services of a independent investigator to investigate the claims against the chief and report back to council in 30 days.
The session to vote on the removal of Celia Brink as Mayor of Tshwane is underway in the capital city's council chambers. Despite the ANC confirming that it will proceed with the motion, Brink remains defiant. Anastasi Mokhobo has more.
Addressing DA supporters outside Tshwane House earlier today, Brink expressed concern that any change in leadership might reverse the disciplinary measures he initiated against municipal officials involved in the controversial multi-million rand Royval refurbishment tender. He also emphasized that he has the only credible plan to resolve the ongoing Hammanskraal water crisis.
This is our legacy, and I tell you, we will fight to protect it, even if we have to fight in opposition.
The council sitting began with the DA requesting a caucus break. However, the EFF responded by asserting that even if it takes 4 hours, Brink cannot evade the motion. Anastasi Mokhobu for Jacaranda FM News.
A suspect connected to the Steinhoff saga is expected to appear in the Pretoria Specialized Crimes Court today. This arrest emanates from an ongoing investigation into Steinhoff after he allegedly shared information on the selling of Steinhoff shares before they plummeted. The suspect is facing 3 counts of insider trading. Hawk spokesperson Kaklego Mogale says the suspect acted on insider information.
The suspect in 2017 instructed that over 39,000 of Steinhoff shares be sold. The suspect knew that Yuste was Steinhoff's CEO and by virtue of his employ had inside information at the time.
Airstrikes and shelling rocked Khartoum as the army attacked paramilitary positions throughout the Sudanese capital. Residents say the clashes began at dawn in what appeared to be the army's first major offensive in months. The war has already killed tens of thousands of people, with estimates ranging from 20,000 to 150,000. The United Nations says more than 10 million people have been displaced. More on jackaranfm.com. Click on news. And an endangered baby pygmy hippo that took social media by storm in Thailand has become a lucrative source of income for her home zoo, quadrupling its ticket sales. Mu Deng has drawn tens of thousands of visitors to her zoo this month.
She's a cutie. Have you seen her? She's so cute.
Beautiful.
She blew a snot bubble. She was so cute.
I'm Emil Pinar, hoofdienste hier. Ek Rolini Metropolisie hoof opgeskort na aantuigings van seksuele wangedrag.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
Yeah.